So I think when we leave today, John, we got to decide whether we're going to have a special work session. Yeah, or if we want to incorporate it into next month's meeting. So, but why don't we wait till we get through the rest of the agenda and then decide that.
Next item would be the vendor policy.
Yeah, that's I handed up in November, and basically it would, I don't know if anybody's, I don't know if you still got a copy or not. But it's it adds to our policy procedure manual specifically dealing with people who do business with the district. So we don't have anything in our policy and procedure manual that tells not only our staff, but gives us the legal authority to deal with somebody or business entities that are acting in not the best interest of the cemetery districts. So if you have a contractor that comes out here and we hire him to fix the water lines in our sprinkler system, and he's driving over the graves with his trucks and everything and tearing up stuff that he's not supposed to be tearing up, we don't have anything. Now, common sense says, yeah, we can tell him to pack his bags and go, but we don't have a policy that says that. And that this policy is designed for that. Not only the physical stuff, but say we have someone that comes out here and is working in the office repainting, and they are verbally abusive to our staff. It addresses that also, those types of issues. But this would strengthen our legal ability to tell somebody, you can't, we don't want you to come back anymore. Whether it's anybody that's doing business with us.
You'll need to make some copies of this.
Sure. Right out from under my nose.
I just got my eyes trained so that they were focusing.
But just like we have a code of conduct for our employees, you know, they can't do this, they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that. This is the same thing. It's a real, basically, you do your job and you don't be mean to people, you don't tear stuff up, you don't take stuff that's not yours. If you do, we reserve the right to tell you, don't come back. Again, it talks about weapons. I know we're all pro Second Amendment, but we don't want contractors working in here carrying a sidearm. Right? Leave it in your truck. We don't say you can't bring it on the property, but just leave it in the truck. A lot of this was taken from the Johnson County road and bridge and stuff like that. I cut and pasted a lot of stuff out of there.
So does this policy get sent out, or this is just for our books?
It goes under our policies and procedures manual.
Okay.
We can send.
So this is the... In addition, we're not amending anything.
No, there is no paragraph where we were that in our current policies. There's nothing in our current policies and procedures that talks about contractor or vendor conduct. It just doesn't exist. So kind of like our social media policy, it just didn't exist, so we built one and added to it. And so I just put it under the, that's why it's 1A and not a 2, 3, or 4. Because that seems the most appropriate place to put it in. Yeah. And, you know, say we have a contractor, because, you know, we're looking at a lot more projects this next year. We have a contractor out here, but his employees are screwing around and messing stuff up. We want to be able to tell the contractor, your employee can't come back. You come back, finish the job, but that guy doesn't come back. And this strengthens our legal position in court should they challenge that. Because without a policy, that employer, the contractor can say, well, I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to do donuts in the parking lot.
So do we...
I'll make the motion to add this policy to our current policy and procedures manual. And again, like I said, we passed this out back in November, so it's just been, just haven't caught up to it.
Mm-hmm. So, there's been a motion to accept this. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
And second, is there any more discussion?
I think it looks fine.
Okay, any, is the public involved with this? So, we have a motion and a second to...
It'd be add Article 1.
Add this into a... Procedures and Policies Manual.
Mm-hmm.
With no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Okay. Motion is carried, so this will be added. And,
so you should sign your, put the days.
Today's 18th.
19.
All right, the next item is updating of the log building.
Strategic plan.
And I don't have any current updates. I'm still working on the section I was assigned to.
And I'm at the same place.
Yeah, we haven't done the squad on the irrigation either.
With
the weather and
sure. Grant exactly. We couldn't do that.
That'll probably be ongoing.
Okay.
I'll probably be under old business for a long time as we continue updates. But by keeping it under old business, it keeps it in front of us that we still got to do something.
All right. Then now we're up to the updating of the log building and the renovations and heating the office in KC.
Okay. Well, I would submit to the president and the board that that's going to fall into the budgeting process under the projects, which will be a,
for next year.
Projects for next year. So, however we you want to handle the projects for next year, you know, at our next budget work session. Or
have we got any information as to what it would cost us for the log building yet, or what? What's the
I know Van got a hold of a couple contractors, but they have, as far as I know, have not given a price.
Yeah, and now this the time of year, you're probably not going to get one.
Anybody. Unless they're not any good.
So we would move this along also, unless someone else has any input on it?
Well, I think you, at this point, we would have to submit to somebody, each board member, what projects that they think are important for next year. Because that's that piece of the budget. Mm-hmm. And this would be, like, I would submit for these ones. I would say, I think these are projects. And then at our next, maybe at our next, however you want to do it, at our next budget session, then we can go through as a board member and prioritize everybody's projects and say, okay, these are the ones that we're going to fund for next year. But that's just...
So that would...
So we don't really have to.
We'd have to. I mean, that could apply if we decide on a budget work session. That would fall into that. Mm-hmm. So, and we haven't done that yet. We aren't going to do that.
Well, until we have some bids, we know what our costs are. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Now, we did direct the Sexton to try to get some bids for those, so we may have to just wait till those bids come in.
Or
find more.
We'll see if we can get on them and see if we can find some others if they can't get out.
Question on that, Meg. What's it going to entail? Is it going to be sandblasting and
for the to change that building into a directory?
Yeah, and then do some work inside? Is that what the plan is? Or?
Well, when we walk through it with Van, basically we clean up the floor and put in a couple of windows and probably drywall the inside, and it's done because it has a heater.
Okay.
And we don't really need to change the outside because we just repainted that a few years ago.
In my mind,
I'm thinking we... Where that door is, you just frame that in, put in a nice window and another window on the other side. It has another window on the other side, so you can get one that, you know, put one in there, take the bars off of it, and then it's got a heater in it, so you just got to update the floor and the walls.
We don't need that much heat.
No, it's...
When I looked at it, there was some deteriorations of the logs.
We replaced the lower ones. Who did that? I wanted to say Danny Myers did
it.
Markowski. Fixed all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not in perfect shape, but it's probably a cut above, quite a cut above what you remember, John.
Okay. Yeah, and for what we're, you know, when you're looking at the amount of usage that it will probably get, you know, some nice... You know, some carpet like this that's low pile, whatever. And
Does it have electricity?
It has electricity and it's got little heaters.
Are you planning on putting a computer in there?
Well, that's an upgrade we could do. I would just like to be able to have a table where that book that's outside is on a table on the inside where people can come in and look through the book and find who they're looking for. Now,
instead of standing outside.
Yeah, and eventually down the road, you know, maybe we can put in a little electrical kiosk or computer kiosk where they're going to look up on Sims online, but before we can even...
What's the lighting like in there?
It's got one or two lights. Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to put in a new type of LED ceiling light and a low profile ones.
I have to replace all the way to the breaker box. We looked in it the other day, just, you know, it was hooked up, it wasn't. And the breaker box there, I think they basically used as a fuse center for the new bathroom, and it looked like it was completely disconnected. So whatever lighting they do in there, the wiring's in place, but it just the breakers and
just have to reconnect
it. And the heater isn't connected to anything. It's, I think it's a gas.
Propane. There's no tank out back.
And
I mean, even if it's if it's not heated, even if they have the natural light for some windows and a place out of the wind and the rain to look at the book, to look something up, and we can put some of our, hopefully some
marketing. The bids we're waiting on, they included?
I'm not sure what
we're probably starting from scratch again.
There's going to need to be some work to get started on that.
Is that going to take a different door?
I'm not sure what size that door is, but there is a step up to be able to get into the door.
I mean,
we would need some numbers from you people by the next meeting, and then we could decide to put it out on bids.
And I'll work with the staff on an idea for it so that they have some guidance on what to look for or talk to a contractor about it.
You know, kind of the natural one is to see what these guys that are putting the ramp in would do to.
And this ramp will probably go up just a little bit from the bid because it was talked about to extend the concrete all the way out to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of those things, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, it does.
And doggone it. I look at, and I don't mean to pick on this particular project, but let me use it for an example, is big questions in my mind. Okay, what do we have the time and capacity to even work on for projects? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this project, for lack of a better word, I'll put it in, might be nice to have someday, but if I have to decide whether we're working on irrigation systems and sprinkler systems and this project, there's no question in my mind. And so, you know, it begs questions. You know, is it even important? Is it likely to survive the cut? Okay, because why waste a lot of time on a project that's not going to survive a cut?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to decide right this minute whether something should survive the cut. But, again, I'm just going to put it in the category. It might be nice to do someday, but I don't think it's very important to do in fiscal year 23. And I hate to see... If anybody else feels that way, I hate to see anybody go to any work to do design work and put costs together right now if it's only got a 5% chance of surviving the cut.
Yeah, I like that.
That's true with any project, not just this one.
Yeah, but I don't look at this as, like you said, our number one priorities is the water. In the irrigation. That is number one. And we know we're not going to have a lot of water this year. So, you know, I mean, people commented the cemetery didn't look as good this last year. Well, we didn't have water. And it was hot and dry and it never rained. So, I mean, so our primary focus to me right now is to get to work on the sprinkler system, and if we're going to put money in that $52,000, I mean that is priority number one that I view that we need to get done, and that is the rebuilding the system.
Well, my math calculates that if we have 2 years of our projected budget, which is $680,000. That leaves a total of $362,000 for projects.
Yep.
And all I'm asking is for the board to consider.
From my perspective,
see if I can get this,
that money needs to be
allocated,
or at least targeted. I mean, I get questions from people about you know, what are you going to do with that much, with those reserves and whatnot.
Now, all I'm asking for is the opportunity to bring it to the board and be able to use the staff to give you a number on what that project would cost.
Well, I would definitely like to see a number on what the
that's all I'm asking, the carpeting. Be able to bring a number.
Where are we at with that? You know, we know upgrading this irrigation system is going to be a huge financial undertaking. There's no doubt about
it. It likely is going to be. Yeah. I agree. And I'm not saying that I don't have a problem with it being on a list. You know, I just don't see it as surviving the cut for fiscal year 23, and I'm selfish, and so then I say, why do I want? I'd rather have Grant and Megan lining up that contractor to fix that leak down by the pump house than spending time to cost out or design something that we're not likely to get to for a year or two. Again, I don't have any problem if it's on the list. I just, my problem is spending time on something that I don't think that is a high enough priority that we're going to do it in fiscal year 23.
And we don't know what our other surprises might be.
Yeah.
Some of those decisions might be determined when we present the strategic plan updates too. That might be able to help prioritize that. You know,
one year we had
something to plug in
a meeting, and we on the whiteboard we wrote down what our priorities were, what the priorities were, and I thought that was helpful because then we just started.
That's why we have a whiteboard over
checking
there.
Them off, and we knew exactly what they were going to be. And I thought that was helpful. Prioritize your projects.
Well, that would be putting them in order of importance, I guess.
Or need,
yeah. Which would fall under how important is it to depend on the need for it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I would say that if it doesn't involve a whole lot of time, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't want to get an idea, you know, put together some. I mean, if John wants to take the initiative and work with the board, as long as it doesn't.
Well, yeah, like I say, I'm not trying to say don't work on it, but any time we spend on it right today is taking time away from something that we know is a higher priority.
Yeah. Well, the next two are higher priorities.
Well, the next item, notwithstanding the update of the log building, would be the cemetery update, the ADA ramp and bulk tank bid, and that's already been discussed.
Actually, we didn't talk about the KC Heated Office, John. We talked about the log building.
I'm just saying put that on the list so we can discuss it at some point as a priority.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's something.
I thought we were going to frame in the office area, weren't we? Or
give her an office area.
Oh, okay.
And the people of KC, someplace to sit. Yeah.
So I guess any other discussion on the updates and the
starting on the ramp. But first,
she told me the middle of May is when it's scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's something we discussed earlier, and of course the bulk tank bids.
Grants.
Yeah,
that's good. Have a look into that.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, the next item. Public meeting conduct.
That's the letter that board members have recommended go out to individuals that exhibited unacceptable behavior in the February meeting. And I would make a motion. So I drafted a letter.
Can we get copies of that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Megan, could you make some copies?
So what do you want to know this letter? You want you're proposing to send it or just put it in?
Proposing to send it.
Okay. Okay, while she's doing that, can we move on to the next item with the job duties and descriptions?
Okay, so we have...
I don't have...
Actually, that one's probably out of order. We probably need to look at our hiring process choices first before you do job descriptions. Mm-hmm. The idea being that we're missing a person on the staff. So John Hansen and I worked on options for how to staff the cemetery. We came up with three mostly distinct ways, and so depending on how the board wants to proceed, we'll determine on whether or not we need to adjust duties and responsibilities.
Thank you.
And so option one is everything stays exactly the way it is. We have one sexton, we have a deputy sexton, we have a part-time person in KC, and then we hire seasonal staff. Option two is we basically add a third person to our staff. So we would have the sexton, deputy sexton, and then a third person here in Willow Grove. Whether that's full or part-time, that's something for the board to decide. And whether that person is a admin person with a little bit of outside, or whether that third person is an outside person with a little bit of admin stuff. The third option is where we split the duties sexton, where the sexton is primarily out in the cemetery doing work. Then we have an administrator that handles all of the administrative stuff, but they answer separately to the board, into the board president, kind of like Chanda answers. She doesn't answer to the sexton, she answers to the board. So those are the three options that we came up with. Now, that's not to say that any of those can't be modified or adjusted one way or another. The input from the staff was that they would rather have an admin person with the sexton and deputy sexton working outside, so option two. Under that option two, the staff was looking at, it can be a full-time person or it can be a part-time person, either way. But that's really the decision on the vacancy that exists in the district right now, is how do you want to hire it back?
So you're proposing four permanent personnel?
Well, right now we have three, sexton, deputy sexton, and Danette in KC. She's permanent.
Oh, okay. All
she's,
right.
She's permanent, she's permanent part-time.
Yeah,
so this would be another permanent person. Now, the board has the option to do it full-time or part-time.
Okay.
So there, but there would be four permanent employees. That doesn't include the seasonal hires.
Okay.
That's what that's the difference. That's an option two and an option three. You would still wind up with four permanent employees.
Okay. I wasn't thinking Danette.
Yep. Danette is a permanent employee, although part-time. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a quick break here while
you're the chairman.
While the people are hacking on this a little bit. John and I have discussed it, so we kind of know where our thoughts are on it. So.
This is the first go. Said anything, take input from the board, and we can rewrite it and come back again.
In option two, this is a question, not a challenge. The duties and responsibilities of sexton and deputy sexton remain the same. Is that really true,
or would we be
taking the administrative
functions? Yeah, you are correct. The administrative functions
disappear from their job descriptions and go into the new one.
Well, out of the deputy sexton, the administrative person would have all of the administrative duties described in the sexton's position, but you want to leave those duties and responsibilities in the sexton position because he oversees that person. And he's the one that's going to answer to the board directly for something that the admin person doesn't do. So you are correct. The job descriptions, the administrative description, the deputy sexton would be pulled out and moved over to the admin. And then the sexton, since he oversees all of those people, he has those same, it can be reworded slightly. Should say. So you are correct in that. And we can change that. But again, if that's the way we decide to go, when we're rewriting our job descriptions, it's when that would actually surface.
Well, I have a question when it comes to administrative. Do we need, number one, I don't see a reason for a permanent, especially in the wintertime.
Permanent or part-time?
I guess I am saying permanent, whether it's permanent part-time. What is the time requirements for the administration in here?
There's, based on what our staff has told us, there's enough to keep a permanent full-time person busy.
Really?
Okay.
Even in the wintertime?
Yes.
I have a hard time buying that.
So again, what you have to consider is eventually, what you're going to want to be doing is a lot of this stuff that the board is taking control of and pushing that back down to the staff where it belongs, like the draft budgeting and stuff. They should be producing that stuff with your oversight.
Certainly could be. Yeah.
And the policies and procedures manuals that we now have that were never in place before and never updated before, those should be pushed down to the staff to make sure that they're being updated, and because now you have a policy procedure manual, you've got bylaws, you have an employee handbook, you have accounting procedures. So by the time you start doing all that administrative stuff, plus that frees up your sexton to be doing the physical stuff and playing catch up with what's out there. Is a full-time admin person going to be employable for the next 10 to 15 years? Maybe not. Maybe in a few years it gets to the point where that's got to be moved back down to a
a part-time position. But when you're looking at the list of projects that everybody's talking about, you got to have manpower. You know, when we're talking about getting bids from contractors, following up with contractors on when they're going to show up, blah, blah, blah. To me, that's an administrative function that the sexton would oversee. Hey, where are we at with all of this stuff? But you still need two people out there in the field working.
That's where I'm struggling. Okay? And for oversimplification purposes, I'll say there's a six-month season of winter and a six-month season of, should we say, mowing grass, okay? I mean, things are green and stuff. So tell me what are the huge time consumers for the sexton and the deputy sexton in the 6 months of winter?
One is you have the Sims piece, and then it's project management. And right now, we as a board I'm speaking as a previous board president, we have not held our staff feet to the fire to get projects done.
Agreed.
And so looking at what we've paid for catch-up maintenance on our mowers and stuff like that, what we're going to be doing with the sprinkler systems, all these projects, it's going to take manpower. In order to free up manpower of the sexton and the deputy sexton, if we can put somebody in the office, that's going to you're going to have a third person here almost no matter what.
I understand the six-month green season. It's the six-month winter season that I have a problem with, because you don't go out and fine-tune sprinkler systems during the 6 months of winter.
But we can be doing other things. In my mind, right. When I look back, there's a lot of stuff we can do during the winter time that we haven't been doing and that we should be doing and that we should require our staff to get done. You know, we can gravel roads in the wintertime.
Tree trim.
We can trim the... I mean, it still drives me absolutely insane to come in here to a funeral and park on the side of the road and have the tree branches just scratch the top of your pickup truck. I mean, that's an easy fix. Those branches should be trimmed up to the point where you can spread dump using the dump truck to save time. It's the delayed and undone maintenance that needs to be caught up. And we haven't fully identified how big that is yet, but it's a lot bigger than I think we anticipate.
So
If I could, you know, just quickly, I don't agree with your six months.
Right, but I think oversimplified. So yeah, maybe it's 7-5. Doesn't make any difference.
I look at it as a kind of like a 9-3 situation. You know, that there's 3 months out of the year where things can be relatively slow. But from my perspective, it's you're going to have downtime periods where either you don't do a lot or you can't do a lot. So there's going to be some downtime. But to find personnel that a full-time person, there's going to be some downtime. The point I'm trying to make is that there is going to, we have to accept the fact that we cannot keep these people just a humping 40 hours a week.
The other thing it does do is that
there's going to be, we have to accept that there's going to be some downtime. Unless, from my perspective, I've had employees, ranch employees, and through the winter, you know, basically you get the feeding done, you chop a little water, and you're finished for the day. And you like to think, well, I wish I worked for a fellow one time and said, I'm going to lay awake all night long if I have to come up with something for you to do tomorrow. We will have some downtime. I mean, our employees are going to have some downtime.
Slow time, I would say.
Slow time.
Are you?
But I'm not advocating right now for any one position. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to tell you. The other pro for option two is when it comes to time off for our employees, if we have an employee that's taking vacation, if we have an employee that's sick on leave, we all know We got lucky with COVID. We really did in employees being available. Being able to help schedule for help on Saturday funerals. Having that third person that is there and reliable for those time periods when your other employees can't be was another pro for that. We tried to come up with, and I don't know what I did with my...
Are you thinking, too, that the administrator position is going to be maintain this office so that this office isn't locked and every time somebody comes
correct.
In, they don't have to go hunt somebody
correct.
Up?
Correct. Customer service.
Maintaining the office.
Customer service. Someone walks in the front door, there's a live person.
So one of these people would be in the office.
The administrator.
But I guess the cell phones, everybody's got cell phones anymore, and communication is 5 seconds away.
Yeah, but there's nothing more frustrating to come out here. You want to take care of business, and the door's locked.
Yeah, there's no way in here.
So I think it's important.
You know,
I think it's just a matter of how the chain, how the chain would be. Would the administrator be over the sexton and the deputy sexton?
No, that's why
that's something we
need. The chain of accountability says right there. It's the board, the president of the board, the sexton, then the sexton directs the deputy sexton and the admin.
That's the option, too.
You could change that admin to secretary if you want to be not politically correct these days. But that's why we gave that option, full or part-time. A 9-to-3 position where the sexton and deputy sexton are here in the morning and here in the evening, those are the slow times of the day. That opens up the pool of employees to moms who drop off kids at school, pick kids up at school at 3.
So they would come at?
No, we're not. Nothing's been decided.
Okay.
That's why we left that option of full-time or part-time open to the board.
Okay.
Myself, when I look at this, I see this being able to run everything out here with one full-time person and two part-time people. But, myself, that's just from me looking in from the outside world. But I know that would never fly, so I didn't put that down as an option. But when me and John and the staff came up, these were the three options we came up with. As it is, add one person or add that falls in line with everybody else, their duties or admin, or add a third person who's like Chanda, who does nothing but the admin stuff, and it could be like on a fee pay basis type thing where they just answer directly to us. But we get my office out here.
Back to my point about, call it slow season, busy season. Clearly, I'm not trying to say hire a mechanic, but, if we did something like that, could we raise our expectations as to whether, we have to send 3 mowers up to Kubota and spend $5,000 getting them fixed, And instead be able to think that we could get that work done here in-house.
And we looked at that. Okay.
And again, not saying hire a mechanic.
No, and this is one of our discussions was, okay, when you hire somebody, if you hire somebody that's mechanically inclined, are they going to want to work in the office behind the computer, even part-time? I don't
mechanic. Probably not.
Or is it easier to hire a admin person who you could say, well, you know what? Some of the times you're going to have to go out and help them pick up limbs or do this or do that. And our thought process was it's easier probably to hire that admin person with some small, one of your additional duties is to clean the restrooms every day or, do this little do something physical, I think you can find that employee match better going from admin to a little bit of physical work than going from a guy that likes to hump hay bales to working behind the computer. So that was why we went with the admin guy rather than a skills-based person. Now, you know, like I said, everything there is open for discussion and input and revision. Yeah. But that was our thought process.
Yeah.
And we were just basically limiting the candy store here as far as what we're gonna to choose from, as opposed to.
Yeah, and you know, bless you guys. I like the options. Looking at the options that we've got here, but you know, there's some basic things that still cause angst. And as an example, you know, if I look at option number two, you know, I'll just pull a number out of the air. But you know, if we go that approach right there, we're probably going to increase our personnel cost budget by $25,000 a year.
Or more.
Yeah. I'd say 25 is a minimum.
I mean, that's what I'm seeing. And, you know, if I were to look at take option two, I would see a 9-to-3 person. I wouldn't see an 8-to-5.
And with a part-time,
well, that would be the administration.
But you wouldn't have insurance, you wouldn't have retirement. You know, like with Danette, there's benefits that would cut those costs.
Well, if you did the 9-to-3, you have retirement because it's going to be roughly a third. Yeah,
it'll be less than 32 hours a week, and it can be run that way.
But you're right in that category, but. My point is maybe it's just the skin flint in me, but I want some of those costs back.
That's right.
I don't want to spend that 25 or 30 and just say, oh, well, you know, we just raised the budget 25 or 30. I want something more back than just saying, hey, we got a great staffing deal. It only costs us 25 or 30 grand to get it. I'm not willing to be there yet mentally. So, you know, that causes me to look at other things and say other things. If we did number two, which, you know, I like it better than number three, okay? Because in part I like the chain of accountability. I don't like the big spread. I don't like people reporting back directly to the board. Multiple people.
Well, and that's our goal, is to oversee and not to have our thumb on everything.
But, you know, one of the things that we could consider in this, perhaps, is, wait a second. Maybe the admin person takes over the accounting function. Okay? Maybe we hire to a level that's not just, you know, can you answer the phone and fill in other places?
And that's definitely doable. I mean, if we as a board say, you know what, we really like option two, we want the committee to come back to us with option two with three different options to that. One being, you know, like you said, the admin person is a full admin person from policies and procedures to finance, to include doing our bookkeeping, blah, blah, blah. Or the admin person, and we can, the committee can define those duties more succinctly. If this is the general idea, because that's what the committee needs, the committee being me and John Hanson. We need to know which one of these you want us to expand on, because that looks like the most likely avenue that we're going to go down. And we can expand on any one of those, but we just want some concurrence from the board to say, hey, we kind of like this one, just draw it out for us a little bit.
We've got 90 days.
Yeah, we've hired Grant for 90 days. And
would this mean, I mean, we'd have to ask the taxpayers for more money?
Well, I mean, We do seasonal help. We do seasonal help every year.
Right, but this would be a permanent.
It may be, it would be a permanent.
So our, would we be able to stay within the mill we're getting now, or would we have to ask for more?
It would add to our budget.
Yeah.
But whether or not it's a mill would depend on how much valuation is out there. If the valuation of the county goes up,
we'd still have to ask the taxpayers.
We would add. It would add to our budget.
We don't have to ask, but we.
It would add to our budget.
Yeah.
Now, when you're looking at that $30,000 or $40,000, probably what you're talking about, based on what Carla gave us last month, was you're probably talking a couple of points of a mill.
But to me, it's all about the budget.
Yeah.
It isn't about the levy is
the levy is
important, but but it's about spending money, whether you need to spend it or don't need to spend it. Mm-hmm. If I, to just be clinical about this, if I look at the three options, option one, dollars stay the same. Mm-hmm. Grossly oversimplified. Option two, they go up by 25 or 30,000, and frankly, option three is probably
more.
About the same.
No, mm-hmm. I'd say probably more, because you're probably going to. I would say option three is going to be more than option two.
Okay.
Try
all
to
right.
find
but
out.
So
it's like finding a tax professional. You're not going to get them for, cheaper than you probably could find a mom. Who's working part time in Iowa?
As per your suggestion, have an administrator take over the bookkeeping duties.
Exactly.
That would definitely cost more than what we've been the $20,000 to $30,000.
I mean, like we pay Chanda $1,000 a month. That would be
rolled into it.
It either rolls into it.
Oh yeah. I'm saying. I mean. Instead of having Chanda and an administrative person, we would have someone, an administrative person that would do the bookkeeping.
The bookkeeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that type of person is going to cost a little more money than just an administrator and just keeping Chanda. You understand where I'm going with that?
And part of our thought process was if we can keep our two full-time people dedicated outside to get the sexton, deputy sexton, to where their job performance is 90% outside rather than like with Van where it was 75-25 or probably closer to 50-50. We keep those two on the grounds closer to 90% by freeing up some admin time for them.
You know, I've had people that would love just like a 30 hour a week, where they, whether it be somebody with kids that would be like 9 to 3, because that's when most of the business is going to take place. And if you need an appointment, they call for an appointment, and they can come and go, some older folks that would just like to have just a part time. Job, there's people that would fit into that picture.
Mm-hmm. And see, the finance function, there's two aspects to it. How much time does it take? And then, of course, what does it cost to get that skill level? But, let's, again, I'll just use an example number that's not too far off of being accurate. There's probably at best 30 hours a month, okay, in a typical month that needs to go into accounting and finance, mm-hmm. when you average it out. So what my point being is that's easily accommodated even in a part-time administrative position. If you've got the competency there to do it. Obviously, you got to hire for the competency. And I have such a tough time just saying, here's where we're at. For $25,000, we can go to here, or $30,000 or $40,000, we can go to here. I want some of that back. If we're spending that, whether it's $25,000 or $40,000 more, I want to see where we get something back. Lower maintenance bills, lower accounting service bills or something.
More work done?
More work done. Okay, but...
Okay, here's a thought, real quick thought. As of right now, we've hardly done anything with the new addition, right? Am I correct? I mean, we've other than purchasing it and wasting a pile of money on some roads that are becoming... When we start developing that, that's going to take some labor, added labor. Do we start that here now? Do we wait? Do we put it off? So if we were to put someone take care of the office and free two people outdoors, in the field, what I would call in the field, that they could start to work on upgrading the new addition. I mean, people are
getting
asking
some
me
of
that,
the stuff done.
What are you doing with that with that new addition?
Yeah, because we've been doing chasing our tail is trying to get bids, trying to get, follow up with purchasing fuel tanks. And look where we're at with just trying to get a horse tank to go underneath the fuel can out there.
Yeah, so, a simple project that should, frankly, have been done a long time ago, we're still talking about it.
So when I'm looking at this and I'm projecting forward, we set the infrastructure in place so that we can demand more projects get done in a more timely manner with the two people out there hammering the nails. It is where I think you can get some of that payback, because you have somebody that's chasing down, making the phone calls, looking online, getting the prices, getting the stuff ordered for those projects. Because, we'd like to see road signs out there. Well, we got to order them. We got to get the things. We need, we're quite possibly someone wants to do a new Bill Adams sign. Well, you got to, all that burns up time.
Okay. Megan?
I just want to just saying, since Manga was hired out here, he's pretty much spent his time in the office doing office work and typing up papers, working on SIMS, running down bids, doing all the administration stuff. And I spent most of my time outside. I'd come in a little bit to help him out if he had a question as he was learning the stuff. But I spent most of my time outside cutting trees with a chainsaw without anybody around, anybody checking on me. So if I made a slip on the cut, there was nobody out there for safety. Putting the financial on the administrator in here, I just looked at Van. He was busy 40 hours a day with what was currently on his plate in the office.
Like I said, as part of
the... Can we get you on board if we could tweak number two?
You talking to me?
If
you want to know the truth, I favor number two.
I assume that.
But we just got to make it better.
I want to see
some production, like you said.
Absolutely. I want to see, call it payback or just, I want to see what we gain, on a net basis by doing that. I mean, we've got to gain something.
So here's what I would say is where your payback is. That's the list that Van left for me on the task. I think he sent it out to the board. But this should be accomplished in the next 90 days, in my mind.
That's part of my point.
I can't do that with one of the guys sitting in the office even 25% of the time.
Judging what's happened in the last 6 months, trying to project based on what we've done in the last 6 months is totally wrong. because we've been playing catch-up. And when you play catch-up, that isn't being proactive and all of those things. We're going to have to catch up. I know that. We're going to have to pay a premium to catch up. But once we've caught up, by God, we better have some continuing real productivity.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, and I'm not saying nobody's working. I'm just saying we're not making much progress for all the work that we put in.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, like I said, I think you could run this with one full-time person, two part-time people. Myself, but
if you could find those people, that would be the thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's the whole other piece to the puzzle.
You're already experiencing some difficulty finding summer help.
And you raise a good point. Hey, we've got two people to the outside. Not that I want a $60,000 a year employee sitting on a mower all day. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you know. Maybe we can figure out how to hire less mowers and own less mowers. You know, today we've got X number of mowers because we think we need five, you know, more for five different people.
Well,
or whatever.
More with one spare, I think, is what they
do. Yeah, but maybe we figure out something different where maybe we run the place with four mowers. You know, so our seasonal help.
I've got someone here in the office to take care of the administrative
duties
would free up a sexton, if that's what the route we go, would free up the sexton to do and the assistant sextons, or however the work echelon would free them up to be out there to do run another more. Maybe we wouldn't have to hire
quite as many.
As much help.
Yeah, but if you told me that we're going to do it by having the sexton be on the mower 40 hours a week during the summer, no sell on that. No.
There's way bigger pieces than that.
Yeah, but boy.
And that brings you right back to option one, which is the sexton's in charge of the admin stuff and supervising people. You've got one full-time person, and we hire a part-time outdoor person to assist. I mean that's kind of option two, but the sexton, and you do just that. You put the finance on them, you put the bookkeeping on the sexton, you put the admin stuff on the sexton, you put the sales and records keeping on them, the digital updates, the chasing down of the contracts and all that stuff. In our current job description, on our current unapproved job description, what we hired Van under was just that. He was going to end up doing everything in the long term as a district administrator. And then a person out there, and it's temporary.
To move this along a little, would the board instruct John and I to fine tune option two? The board needs to decide here. Should or
give us direction?
Option one, and it appears that option three is kind of off the table. So. Just to move things along here, people.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that's...
We're brainstorming duty. Now, and we're taking too much time.
One of my duties is to keep things rolling. Yep. But I assume
have a meeting set in an hour.
So, John and I,
I can expand one and two, or just focus on expanding number two with more information and more options.
That is my choice.
Show you where there would be more production.
And production
what's
can
your
be
bang
in the form
for
of savings too.
What's the bang for your buck? Yeah. But we discuss all the the projects that need to get done, some backlogging projects and whatnot, and with option one, I don't see how we can accomplish that. Not with this big fancy office here and the need to have someone here like we had when, you know, like we had when Van was here. But then Megan was shorted in the field, see.
Well, I'm willing to look at option two.
Yeah, I favor option two. It's a general concept. I just don't like, I'm not comfortable with the quote-unquote fine-tuning we've done yet.
Yeah. So until we get that ironed out, there's really nothing to look at job duties and descriptions.
No.
So we can.
Yeah.
So do you want the board to authorize you to?
No, we're still looking.
We're still working.
We don't need anything
like, else. Like I said earlier, we've got 90 days to work this. We don't have to do this today.
Okay.
We just, John and I wanted to know, kind of give the board, the rest of the board, the options that we came up with. And so, you know, basically we've taken number three off the board. We don't have to, you know, off the table. We don't have to work with that. Number two is, number one is, it'd be hard to tweak number one.
Well, I can expand it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, I truly appreciate what you've done. Just because I don't think it's in final shape yet
We just needed a direction to go.
Yeah.
And that's what this was.
But I would
give us a direction.
I would definitely, in number two, give strong consideration to rolling the finance piece somehow into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because I truly think there is a golden opportunity for some efficiency in doing that.
I think one thing that might help in determining these needs and how to address them is, and maybe you have them somewhere, is to come up with a very realistic time frame for the duties expected. Like, say, mowing. How many hours does it take to mow per mow? For the SIM project, how many hours does it take? And that's just more work on Sexton and Deputy to get done. But I think if we had a very realistic expectation of the hours it takes per duty, that would really help give us direction on how we need to arrange those amongst different
positions. That data is not available.
And it's hard to come by without a lot of extra work. But that would definitely help clarify it.
I hope the two of you don't take this. I hope you don't think we're saying you're not getting enough done. I don't think that's what the board really intends here. I'm just.
I agree with you. That's not the point. The point is, we're not getting enough done. It's not saying nobody's working hard or that nobody's dedicated.
The solution to that would be having more another person help.
And changing some of our systems, our approach, our systems, our approach to all of this stuff makes us pay a price. It's a very inefficient approach. We're paying a price. The employees pay a price, and so does the district. Mm-hmm. And, we've just got to corral it. We've got to have better systems.
Under job duties, description, and hiring process choices, I'm putting down more work. Okay? For now?
Yeah.
Can we do that? And we've got a good idea as far as how the rest of the board is thinking on this labor issue and structuring it. So we need to go back to the public meeting conduct, the letter. Has everyone had an opportunity to
Yeah.
I have a problem with that letter because I think it wasn't just one-sided.
I'll make a motion that the letter be signed by the president of the board and mailed to the individual involved.
And I'll second it.
It is in a motion and a second. John, you have to need a little time to read it. I mean, you're going over it.
Craig, I didn't hear all what you said, but you started to say something.
Well, Dave felt that he was being lied to as well. He didn't feel
point of order, Mr. Chairman. I think the conflict of interest statement needs to be taken into account in this conversation. And that specific individuals who are employed by this individual need to recuse themselves because of that conflict of interest, because this directly affects their employer and quite possibly them. And the board has no reasonable assurance that it may or may not affect the board member.
I have to concur.
I will recuse myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That kind of solves that issue. So, been a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
The only thing, you like to think when you say something that you add value, and I'm not sure this adds value, what I'm about to say. This should have been, in my view, this should have been done. It should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay? And something still needs to be done. It should not be ignored. Okay? What runs through my mind is, okay, if we could relive yesterday and we were writing this on February 15th, this was a perfect letter. Okay, what's our excuse to ourselves that we justify to ourselves as to why it's April 19th before we're doing anything? And
We spoke with legal counsel, and they advised on a warning letter rather than a one-time stop-and-go letter. And they advised that approving the letter at a meeting is, because we are a public, is the best way to go without naming names, which we have not done verbally. And so, other than the fact that last month we had a board member that wanted more time, the board didn't vote as an entity. So here we are now. But to do...
I don't have a better alternative. I confess that right up front. I'm not adding value in a sense. Maybe all I'm doing is expressing frustration.
Going forward in time with the policies we just put in place gives the president of the board more latitude in a more quicker way to do to write a letter. Because it would be in violation of a policy, which that's easier to do once the policy is in place than without a policy. That's the one benefit of what we did earlier today. Now, the vote is no, we don't send it out. We don't send it out. But I think all parties involved understand. So it's not, but this adds the formality of it. It's not just, yeah. It's not word of mouth. He said, they said, somebody said, I heard. This adds the formality to it. The final formality to hopefully end the whole episode is where I'm coming from. It's the formality part.
Yeah.
It's in writing. It's formal. Here it is. End of discussion. We can move on into the future.
Yeah, I'm going to support the motion. Okay, I'll say that right up front, even before we vote. I'll support the motion. You know, but I just have to say that, you know, one of the reasons we don't get stuff done that we ought to get done is because we mess around and dink around doing stuff we shouldn't have had to do in the first place. And, you know, that's costly for us. That's costly for Dave. It's costly for everybody. And it's just sad. And then I'll shut up and let you proceed with the motion.
We've had a motion and a second after the discussion. We'll go ahead and vote. And I guess I have got a question. Do I have to vote?
You can abstain.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to vote. I'm just curious.
Okay.
Because there have been times I've seen where you didn't vote on.
Well, usually when I did not vote, it's when there was already.
When it's unanimous.
Yeah, when it's unanimous, okay. There's already four people voting yay, then my vote is. It's,
and a vote would. All right. All those in favor of the motion to send the letter, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Okay. Is this the letter that will be sent out?
Yes.
And I need to sign it?
Yes, sir. I didn't know who was going to be in charge.
We should have done this at the last meeting.
Yeah. No. It's
a formality more than hopefully anything else. And then you'll want to get a copy for Carolyn for the file, and then. He'll send it.
Okay, now we will advance to the deferred maintenance list. I guess I'm...
That's the one Dan sent out?
I don't know what that is. I think that's probably that list Van sent out, but I'm not tracking what that...
You told me to put it on under old business.
Yeah, that's the one Van sent out that mm-hmm. We sent it out on an email. Mm-hmm. I did.
Maybe I didn't. That's probably
okay. Yeah, I didn't bring a copy.
I just brought it.
Is it the cemetery priority project that he presented the last meeting?
No, I think you could probably combine both of those.
The one he presented the last meeting, I have is the last page of the packet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So deferred maintenance, that would. Waiting on maintaining equipment, or I mean,
no, that's just a list of stuff he sent out in an email that should be followed up on. That's a best guess. He's not here, so that's what I would say it is. But there's one on the
email or something.
Yeah, and so the cemetery priority projects. I think looking at those. Some of those can be put on that list, and some of them, like the security camera in the cemetery, that can be put on our budgeting projects list.
Right.
So I think probably what needs to happen is somebody needs to merge these documents and make two succinct lists, as one is being projects, one is being maintenance issues.
Probably one of them sitting around here for me.
I took Van's email and I cleaned it up so I could read it better and count.
I haven't seen that.
That's in his email. I just took his email and cleaned it up for myself.
Email?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think John, we just ask Megan to synthesize this and strip out the projects from the maintenance side.
Can I make a copy of that?
Yeah, you have it.
I'll get you a copy.
No, somebody handed it to me.
Do I
want a copy?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Please. Yes.
Please.
You know, because like on this one, he's got, you know, the ADA ramp.
Yeah.
He's got the bulk fuel stuff. You know, so he's got projects on here, not necessarily maintenance stuff. But I think some of these are maintenance stuff by, you know,
and some are
liquid
just
iron. That's a maintenance. That should be in the maintenance part of the budget.
I didn't see anything for fertilizer or anything in our budget.
We don't.
Well, it goes under like either weed. We'll pull it out of weed spraying, or we'll pull it out of trees or something. Yeah. Usually for, we don't have anything specific for.
We don't
cemetery maintenance supplies. No,
the green area.
No.
Do we?
I don't think so. You know, applying gypsum, that's
you know, there's no fertilizer. You haven't got one of those fertilizers.
I don't know. I don't think we fertilize anything. We don't fertilize.
We don't fertilize, do we, Megan?
We don't do any fertilizing. Yeah. One thing we were talking about fertilizing was looking at the trees down in KC and getting some fertilizer down there.
But that's more of a cemetery maintenance issue than it is an actual project. Where you gotta
thank you.
Contact a contractor and get bids and stuff like that. So I think, John, you have them put these two lists together and come up with projects and maintenance, and then it'd be a list for us to start checking off. You know, that's that priority list, Carolyn, you were talking about.
You told me to put that on the list, but I don't know what this is.
Yeah, that's this one right here, deferred maintenance. That's what I think Van sent out.
Okay, any further discussion on the deferred maintenance list item?
I think as the staff puts it together, and, you know, I'll try to pick something real quick. Okay, 7. It's not my hot button, but install big screen monitor in new meeting room. When the list is put together, just put down done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have it done.
It is? We're hoping it right there.
I don't really care. I'm only using that by way of example, because the board should not be sitting here monitoring the list of things that are done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get the crap off the list.
There you go.
It's pretty plain.
You have such a way with it. You know, some of it has to stay on the list. I understand. But I would hope at least 10 items could fall off the list.
And we're going back to priorities.
Yeah, I see some things where that. Okay.
But I think
that old project
that's
list.
I think that's this thing.
That's
here.
More like this one page. Here, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what we said.
Get
both these lists together and split them out.
For
these
are all things
projects that needed to get done.
He just left the notes for us to pay attention.
I'll withdraw that.
New business withdrawn. Motion to dissolve. Yep. What are the signs for the dogs under new business? Anyone have a discussion on that?
I was just thinking that we don't have any no dog signs on that side. Do we?
No.
And people cross under the fence with their dogs, and most of the time they're not on leashes.
Well, is that something we want to buy right now, or do we want to wait till next fiscal year?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, capital.
How much
For a couple hundred bucks, you can go buy some signs and you know exactly where you need to put. You don't know, but Megan knows exactly where we need to put.
Yeah, you can get some
metal. Wherever people enter when they don't come through the front gate.
Up over here when those gates on east are open.
So how many? So
there with their dogs too.
How many signs? How many? How much money or how many signs?
I don't know. Two.
Five signs.
Half a dozen signs.
Probably two.
Half dozen.
Three. Yeah.
Well, I make a motion that we authorize our deputy sexton to purchase six no dog allowed signs for the cemetery and place them in places as needed.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
Yes, second.
All right, we got it.
Can we vote?
No further discussion. Hey, yeah. I'm trying to follow the rules, boys.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there being no further discussion, we don't have to vote on that, do we?
Yeah.
But we have to vote on that? All those in favor of having the assistant sexton put together a package of no dog signs, no dogs allowed.
The dogs allowed.
Signs.
Or not on a leash.
We don't want them on a leash either.
Yeah, they poop on somebody's gravestone and somebody sees us allowing
no dogs is no dogs.
No dogs.
No dogs.
Yeah,
I think.
No
because I'm not a dog lover, so it's.
Mine don't work.
They don't work,
dogs.
I don't need them. So.
I love
so.
Dogs. I just don't want them.
Defecating on
a business out.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I'll entertain someone to shut this thing down.
No.
We still got
some employees.
I'm going to make a motion to get the discussion going that we adjust our starting mower rate to $12.50.
Oh, okay.
I'll second that.
And I don't mind if somebody amends it. I had to pick a number, but we've got to do something.
Just for clarification, we'll start at $12.50, but the rest of the policy and procedure would stay the same, 50 cents a year raise for somebody coming back
for
the next year?
Unless somebody amends it. Yeah, you're right.
I would very much encourage more than 50 cents. If we hire somebody back, they're better.
Did anybody second my motion?
I did.
Follow your second. Withdraw your second.
I take my second back.
Okay, so my motion failed. So I make a motion that the new mower starting rate be $12.50 and the annual increments that we give credit for be $1 per hour.
I'll second
that.
Okay.
Now, what's the cap going to be? Because right now we're at $13 for a cap.
The cap is going to, whatever the policy says, if you give them up to, as an example, 2 years of credit, then it's easy to figure out.
They'd be at $14.
They'd be at $14.
Third year, they'd be capped at
$13. The policy has an actual $13 cap limit. I don't think it says after so many.
Okay, as you guys write
we did.
Write it up in policy, get it back,
do
and
do
we'll,
the math, and
we'll amend it when it comes back.
Okay, so
it's not a dollar. If somebody comes back for 10 years, they're not going to be earning 22.
Lose the motion?
Right. That's why we put the cap on.
Out.
Yeah.
I voted. I seconded it.
You seconded it.
$1 an hour.
For 10 years, that eliminates a lot of worry about
experience. Well,
coming
with subsequent years. Yeah, I agree 100% with that.
But that way, you've got a number that you can be recruiting with.
Good.
Did we vote?
Okay, we'll take a vote. All those in favor of the 12 and a half per hour.
And dollar
rate increase and the $1 increase per year up to the cap.
Is that three years?
Yeah.
So that'd be $15.50.
Yeah.
$14.50.
And
if it's 3 years.
Come back for the fourth year, you give them that half a buck up to that $15 an hour.
Yeah, I think so.
You can use.
We'll read the policy when it comes out.
What the cap is now and how many years it lasts.
Yeah.
Okay, I
vote
yes.
Favor,
yes.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. The last question I've got is on the project list, do we want to have a separate work session or should we?
Oh, that's we haven't got it.
What, or should we incorporate it into our board meeting?
What's the agenda? That's got to be done by the...
No, that's the budget. But our project list...
Well, we have to have the budget into the county commissioners by June 1st.
June 1st.
So we, you know...
Was that your question? I didn't understand the question. What was your question?
Should we have a separate work session or should we incorporate it into our regular meeting in May?
To set our
project list and our capital outlay budget.
I think a separate meeting is better. There's a lot of diversity in ideas on which projects are more important than other projects. So it may take a little longer discussion. So I would be in favor of setting a separate meeting maybe a week ahead of our May meeting to look at our project list for the next fiscal planning year.
Or for, I'm on employee, okay? So I don't care if we do it a week before or whenever we do it. I'm all right. Or if we wanted to do it, as an example, the morning of our regular meeting, I can zip home over the lunch hour and update the budget documents that we'll need to approve as our preliminary budget.
I'm good either way.
So make it work for those of you who have a tougher schedule.
I've got 11 o'clock meeting on Tuesday.
See, that would be May 10th is our next meeting.
Yeah.
So the week prior to that.
That's...
It'd make for a long day of sitting in here discussing stuff.
I think, should we go for Tuesday prior?
So May 3rd?
May 3rd.
See, we're not that far off anymore either. That's
yes. 2 weeks away.
We had a snow week.
What's that?
We had a snow week.
Yeah.
So not next week, but the next week.
The week before.
Yeah, we may. Work session at 2 o'clock.
You want it at 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a budget. Well, we'll know what it is.
Project.
We're not going to do the... Where were we at here? The budget work session.
That will be the budget work session. But we're only going to work on the project list. Is that, that what the budget, people are
thinking? You're killing two birds with one stone.
Do we need to put that in the paper or just online?
Not a work session, do we?
A work session, I just need to contact the paper and tell them what happened.
We don't have to advertise it, I don't think. All we have to do is tell them.
Yeah, it goes in the community calendar. But put it on our... Facebook page?
Put it on the Facebook page. I'll get hold of the county and have them put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's not pay any money to that.
No,
I agree.
And Carolyn, this can take place after the meeting.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second, meeting adjourned. And I want to thank everybody for their indulgence.